Joining me in Caradio's afternoon news studio, the wonderful Heather Skold, doing a very special story on somebody that we love and care about around here. His name is Mr. Rob Namnoom, our Caradio News Channel 13 sports director.
Yeah.
Heather, what's that all about? How often does an occasion come up to actually cover one of our own?
I know, to interview your coworker, right?
I know it,
Yeah, no.
And you two are kind of like brothers and sisters.
Oh, totally, yeah. He's very much a brother to me. You know, it's been that way since day one when I stepped in the door back in 07. You know, we just kind of had this, you know, friendship that we rib each other and give each other a hard time, you know, but... So as you well know, those of you who are listening, Rob Namnoom, our lovable sports guy, he had a heart attack September 9th. So that's just about 5 months ago.
He scared us.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing about Rob is he downplays things that are hard. And it's like, oh, you know, because we saw him back here 2 weeks after the heart attack. And it was like, he's doing fine. You know, in fact, a group of us had gone to the hospital to see him, you know, a couple days after his heart attack. And he bounced up off the bed and, hey, guys, how's it going? You know, like it was no big deal. And now talking with him and talking with his cardiologist, it's coming into a clearer picture for me as a friend and reporter, just how serious this was and the gravity of the situation and what exactly unfolded that day. You know, Rob's a big basketball player, had gone to the gym to play some two-on-two that morning like he normally does before work. You know, his wife, Cassie, is a teacher. And so she was at school. They had seen each other for lunch that day, and then he went off to the gym. She went back to school. And he just describes in detail what happened, how the events unfolded that day. And I'm telling you, it was, it's a miracle that guy's alive. He had the Widowmaker heart attack, which if people don't know, it's the main artery that goes in front of the heart. And that was blocked entirely. So we have shots of, we went to UC Health Memorial Hospital, where he was treated, talked to his cardiologist as well, saw the actual video slides of when he came in and what his heart looked like, the EKG. So, you know, they went up through his radial artery, which is a more commonplace procedure now instead of going up the femoral artery, right?
So you're motioning up from your wrist. Up your arm.
Yeah. A little bit easier access for cardiologists and also gives greater patient satisfaction, less intrusive. So we see that going up and they shoot this dye into the heart to see what's blocked. And you see that on the slide. There's the artery that should have blood pumping down. There's no blood pumping down.
Oh, goodness.
So Rob, you know, goes into detail about how he felt that day. And I think, you know, there's a lot that goes on, that internal dialogue. He was 46 when this happened. Young guy. He's in shape. He plays basketball. You know, doesn't seem to have any, you know, he doesn't smoke or anything like that. So when he starts to have these just feelings of sickness in him, and I kind of pressed him on that. What did it feel like? He said, I can't even describe it. I can't even, he thought he had the flu all of a sudden. And then he said, well, my back started hurting. And he said, I didn't have those symptoms of, you know, you hear like left
elephant
arm
sitting on my chest, left arm numbness or pain.
Yep.
All the things that we hear about so often.
Right. And I think that heaviness was there, but it was more so in his back.
Interesting.
Right. So, you know, they share both he and Cassie, you know, what unfolded that day and the things that contributed to him actually being alive today. Going back to his wife, Cassie's a teacher. She doesn't normally have her cell phone on her, not checking it anyway. But the reason she does have it is because their daughter, Grace, was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes about 2 years ago. So she can monitor Grace's, you know, levels. And so that's part of the accessibility piece to this puzzle. You just think, you know, sometimes in life, we look at things and think, why did that happen? Why did Grace get diabetes? But then you think about it now, part of that diagnosis saved her dad's life.
And we've got to leave it there. And what a perfect place to leave it. Mm-hmm. This story is going to air this coming Monday.
Yeah.
And it airs first at 5 o'clock or 6?
6 o'clock is what happened that day. Mm-hmm. And then Monday at 10 o'clock is how life has changed.
So a Friday cliffhanger.
Yeah. Come watch then, us Monday night.
6 o'clock, the first half of the story. 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. the second half of the story. We dearly love Rob. We really do.
Yeah.
Great guy. And what I know of the story, it is a miracle that we have him here.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to share those details.
Yeah, absolutely.
Heather Schold, News Channel 13. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Ted.